And we actually have one of our lovely music interns, Rosie, here to talk about Young Gravy's new album. Hello, how are you doing today?
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So, tell me, what did you think about this new album?
Okay, this album was so good. Actually exceeded my expectations for it.
Really? Okay, so tell us a little bit more about it. Like, what were the features? What were some favorite songs? All that good stuff.
So, most of the features he did was a collaboration with Baby No Money, which he also had with at his concert this here at ISU. So, he also partnered with Rich Brian, some of those people like that kind of thing.
Cool. I know we heard Rich Brian with Baby No Money a little bit ago with Edamame. They were collabing on that song too. So that's cool that it's kind of like a little squad of people that just collab with each other. And that's fun to like see them work together.
And
I have listened through Marvelous all the way through as well. And I think I was really impressed. It also exceeded my expectations personally. But what were a couple of your favorite tracks?
Definitely Skiing in Japan Freestyle.
Oh yeah,
that was solid.
That one was really fun.
Of course, like C'est La Vie.
Oh,
but especially Betty Get Money.
Of course, that one was a chart topper as well. We have had it on the station as well. We have it right here. Betty Get Money by Young Gravy. Betty Get Money by Young Gravy here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday. I love that one. I don't think that's ever going to get old.
It's never going to get old. I love Young Gravy. I'm such a fan of him. Ugh. I can't get over it.
Seeing him in concert was absolutely so much fun. And listening to this new album, I was really impressed. I loved it. I think I agree with you with the Skiing in Japan Freestyle. That was really fun just to like see his freestyle vibe. You know, you don't get that a lot with rappers and R&B artists. Sometimes it's all just, you know, pre-written stuff. And seeing, like, his style was really cool.
Right. You know what was a really good song that I liked, too? Two songs, actually. One, I think it was called, like, Hot Tub or something like that.
Oh, Hot Tub was so fun.
Yeah, that one was so good. And that one had, like, T-Pain in it and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a blast from the past. And having that in there was awesome. And also the first song on there called, like, Isn't It Just Marvelous or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one was solid, too. I actually really liked those two songs as well.
I love that. I think Hot Tub was, like, a single before that album, too. And I know when it came out, I had it on repeat. Like, it was so much fun. I feel like they just sounded like they were having fun when they recorded the song. And I love that. I love when that happens. When, I don't know, there's a lot of different songs that just sound like it was just a party.
Right. You know? It's like, I want to be in the recording studio with them when they're like, creating that.
We're listening into this little, like, party that they're having. I'm like, oh, I want to be there. That sounds fun.
No, seriously, for real. And especially Mr. Young Gravy. He's going wild on his tour right now. I mean, he kissed a fan on stage last night in Minnesota. I mean, he's wilding out, but hey, I'm here for it.
It's fun to see all of the tour videos and everything since here in Normal, it was their first stop on the tour. Mm-hmm. Just seeing how Gravy and Baby No Money have been just living it up on their tour. It looks really fun.
For real. And they're like best friends like in real life too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's super cool that they're like collaborating on songs and like albums together and stuff, but they're also besties in real life.
It was really fun. I think that they talked about during the concert how they met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was really,
they did.
It was really interesting. They were both on SoundCloud, and I think it was Gravy that reached out to Baby No Money or the other way around. One of them reached out to the other and was like, wow, I really like your sound. Do you want to like collab? And they've just sort of been buddy-buddy ever since. I think that's really cute.
Yeah, that's super cool. I mean, wow. To imagine going from SoundCloud to like reaching out to someone to like going on tour with them. Like, that's
exactly. And now they're on the same, they're each other's albums and they have so many collabs together. And yeah, just really great stuff that they're putting out together. I love it. Any final thoughts on this album?
I don't know. I think everyone should go take a listen to it. Yeah. I know, like, it really enhanced the experience when I know all three of us saw it in concert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it was also really interesting because since we were the first stop, I think we were, like, the first live audience to hear, like, the songs off of Marvelous Live.
Yeah, I guess that would be,
Yeah, because I remember him announcing that, too, that he was like, hey, this is, like, the first time we're playing this, so.
Yeah.
And I think another one, like, when he performed C'est La Vie, like, they weren't going to do it in the set.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, you know what, we're doing it, and then just did it.
Yeah.
So, hey, I guess Normal brings out best in Young Gravy.
I guess
he has to come back.
I guess we were the guinea pigs for the new music, and it was great. I love it. So, thank you so much, Rosie.